you.
All right, Brian Berger here with the Daily Courier, sitting here with Prescott head coach Michael Gilpin. And coach, second year now, head coach of the Prescott Badgers. Talk about, is there anything that you did different coming into this season that you might have did last year as your first year?
Well, I think, you know, you learn how important your assistant coaches are. And as soon as the season ended last year, I made it a priority to really upgrade my assistant coaches and bring in some real good quality. I retained a few of them too, of course, but I brought in some new guys that are really outstanding coaches. And also getting Cody back, you know, from Poston Butte just bolstered the coaching staff that much more. So you learn that you can't do it all really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the club this year. Last year you started with Ryan Green at quarterback, made the transition midseason to Austin Clark. He won the job out of camp. What's he going to be able to do for you under center for the Badgers?
I think Austin provides, number one, he's the kind of kid that 24/7, he wants to be the quarterback of the Prescott Badgers. And while, you know, Ryan has a tremendous amount of talent, Ryan's so split between, you know, football and baseball, which baseball is really his true love. So he really wants to be a college baseball player. Austin wants to be a college football player. So just the preparation time that Austin puts in is really what we need right now. And then that lets us just let Ryan just be Ryan and, you know, go run and score a bunch of touchdowns.
Last year you had 2-3 guys that could really carry the football for you. This year, is Ryan Green going to be more of the feature back for you?
We actually have a couple of sophomores that are going to be really, really good. So this is going to be, Ryan's going to be the main ball carrier, but you're going to see Sam Jordan and you're going to see Kobe Coates get some carries to get them ready for next year. And then our fullback is a pretty good football player too, Ian Porter. So we definitely have some guys, and I don't like to just put the load on one guy because different running styles seem to be more effective sometimes against, you know, way teams scheme us. So I like to be able to, you know, really run the hot hand.
Talk about defense now for the Badgers. Colton Amos, strong safety for you, one of the best players you have, probably leads your defense. What's been the focus on that end of the football this year for you guys?
Well, they're pretty young on that side of the ball, but we've been developing some young, talented guys. Like, you know, of course, Colton is one of the leaders over there because Colton is he's the guy that does everything you ever ask. He hits like a prize fighter, you know, but he's a super smart kid too. You know, you got Hunter Kronberg over there who's going to be outstanding. Rodney Pitts is playing linebacker this year. We got a big defensive line. So really the goal is to get off the field on third downs. We played pretty well a lot last year, but we gave up a lot of third down conversions, which made it a little bit harder on the offense. So Coach Dupree, the defensive coordinator, is really focusing on playing better on third down.
Talking about playoffs now. Last year we spoke a little bit about you had to win those key games down the stretch. Came up a little short last year. This year, though, you know, it is your second year. It's been a while since the Badgers have been in the playoffs. Does that put any pressure on you?
I think anybody who is competitive, you want to get into that playoff tournament, because once you get there, you never know who you're going to draw. And you could go on a run at any time, but you got to get there first. And we've been close for 4 straight years now. We didn't beat Mingus, and we didn't beat Bradshaw, like I was talking to you this time last year. And it hasn't changed, to be honest. You got to get those guys. And we didn't play well against Mingus, and we lost. And we played pretty good against Bradshaw, but we turned the ball over a bunch, and we lost. So we're going to try to clean those two things up. I think of our 16 or 17 turnovers we had on the whole season last year, 11 of them were against Mingus and Bradshaw. So those are both good teams with good players, good coaches. You can't do that. So I think if we stay calm and we play our game, we're going to be fine.
Talk about Bryce Peters a little bit in your kicking game. Not a lot of coaches are fortunate enough, really at any level, to have the kind of kicker that you've got. So how is he going to be an advantage for the Badgers this year?
You know, if you get down to somewhere around the 30-yard line, you start to have a pretty good probability of coming away with points. So we don't become any more conservative, but in the back of my mind, I know that if a drive stalls out, there's a good chance that Bryce is going to be able to come in and bang one through. He's very accurate, he's very consistent, and he's very calm. So it's an incredible weapon to have. 3 points 2 or 3 times in a game can be the difference in the game.
Okay.